about packaging the services. And the idea here is that you want to enroll clients in a result. You want them to buy a result. This is why I don't like charging by the hour. We'll talk about that a little bit. But just to give an example, one of the clients that I had go through our little program for emerging entrepreneurs, he was a therapist, and he liked to work with men, especially men going through midlife crisis. And he, as most therapists do, work on an hourly basis. When we got through with this, though, he put together a package that included some one-on-one counseling, regular groups for a period of 3 months, one weekend where they went around and howled at the moon and rapped on drums, tapes, books. He put together a whole package, and then he sold that package for $1,400. That's a program. When people came to him, they signed up for the program. I want to get through midlife crisis. For him, this is the best way for you to do it. And it was a very intensive, a very comprehensive kind of approach. And he ended up, instead of making his $70 an hour, you know, if you look at the time that he put into this, he made two or three times that, because there were a lot of efficiencies built into it. And so the first step on this is to evaluate the services that your specific ideal client really needs from you and that you're able to perform. We use a very holistic approach, and I'm very big on this. And to me, holistic has a lot of different aspects. Part of it is that we do the taxes, we do financial planning, we do investment counseling. It's all under one roof, so it's very integrative. However, a big part of ours is that we accentuate education of our clients a great deal. In the medical parlance, holistic, one of the holistic concepts is all healing is self-healing. I believe that's true. I think in the financial world, all financial success is self-generated. I won't take a client who comes to me who expects me to make them a millionaire. You know, I can be their guide, but I can't, and I don't want clients expecting me to control their destiny or their lives. As you'll see, part of the result of this is that most of our work, when we work with client, is done face-to-face with the client. We have very little paperwork in the back. Rather than having them send in documents for us to review, as Catherine, and that's a good system, I'm not putting down that system at all, but our focus is different because we are heavily into education. When it comes time for their insurance review, they trot in, we give them a list of the policies, they bring in their policies, we sit down one by one and go through them with them and say, and on our computer screen we have a recommendation form, and we go through and we say, you know, this is how much life insurance you really need, let's look at what you got, you know, you should cancel this policy, we call up fee for service or USAA, get them a quote on additional coverage that they might need. We go through their disability, tell them what they ought to be paying, say your homeowners is okay, but you need to raise your liability limit, and we write all these recommendations right on the screen, right while they're sitting there. It's printed out. On their way out, they take those recommendations with them. When they come back for the next appointment, we go back through. Were you able to do this? Were you able to do this? Were you able to do this? If they've had problems implementing, then we'll help them in implementing them. And so part of the holistic philosophy or commitment that we have is to educating people, and that affects then how we deliver our services. The key components that you have to decide as to whether or not you want to include in the package that you design, one is taxes. How many people in here do taxes for their clients? I presume the rest of you don't. So. We are very tax-oriented. I'm a tax lawyer by background, so, and we have four or five lawyers in our firm. So, and we emphasize taxes. And the reason, especially that I have found working with middle-income people, they spend more money on their taxes than they do anything else. If you don't handle the tax problem, it's like the elephant standing in the living room, and nobody wants to talk about the elephant. I mean, that is, for most middle-income people, a very key part of their whole financial problem is their taxes. The problem I have with referring the taxes out is similar to when I first started. You know, they didn't have Schwab. I mean, I started 23 years ago, so, you know, there wasn't even any financial planning as such. There was no Schwab. There was very few no-load funds. I'd tell people, you really need some tax shelter. Go to your broker and get some municipal bonds. When they came back, what do they have? Limited partnership. You know, right? You lost control of the implementation. When I talk to our clients about, you know, our fee is tax deductible. and they go and get their taxes done somebody else, they say, oh, no, you can't write off that stuff. You know, you lose control of it. So I really believe for ourselves that doing the taxes is a very key part to middle-income America. The other part we really emphasize, nobody comes to us for this, but our goal-setting appointment is the one that people talk about the most. It's a lot of fun. It's very intensive. We go through and talk about typical goals depending on their stage, you know, accumulation, conservation, and then we do some free association. Then we do a very in-depth visualization process, and then we talk about how to incorporate that. And that, now I'll tell you, it's not 100%. Engineering mentalities have a terrible time with visualization. But most of our clients, most predominant occupational groups are teachers, therapists, and lawyers. And except for the lawyers a little bit, the other two really get into the visualization, and it gives a tremendous focus to the whole financial planning process. If you're not using a specific goal-setting kind of an appointment, it can make a big difference in how people enroll themselves in the result that they're talking about. Specific investment recommendations. Are you going to make those for your clients? We do for our clients. We have we're listed financial advisors with Charles Schwab. We don't money manage because we don't trade their accounts. Although I guess technically we have the power to on the forms that they sign. But we have a 12 model portfolios. We determine what, you know, you need tax shelter, do you need income, are you high risk, medium risk, or low risk, and then we pick the best financial or in mutual funds from Morningstar that meet those. We recommend them. We monitor those quarterly. If one of the funds that we've been recommending changes managers or maybe the fundamentals change, we call up from Schwab all of our clients who are in that fund and send out a computer-generated letter and say, we're substituting the ABC fund for the XYZ fund. These are the reasons why. If you want to conform your portfolio to our model portfolio, give us a call. We'll help you make the switch. So they know that even though we're not managing it, we're not taking discretionary power over it, we are monitoring our recommendations.
We have
been through two audits with the SEC and one with the state of Michigan, and that's never come up. Okay. So we've got a lot of experience in that area. Right, and I'll tell you, don't worry about SEC audit. I mean, no matter how much you prepare, it's like a tax audit. They're going to find one or two or three things to niggle you about, and then you got to change those. And usually, even there's the glaring error, they usually don't even catch it. I mean, you know. Where does money management fit in? For ourselves, we have been experimenting. It doesn't fit with our target market, right? This lady doesn't need money management. She's only got $70,000. However, of our 500 clients, we probably have 80 or 90 who are millionaires. 80% of those became millionaires after they became clients. Now they're starting to inherit wealth. They're taking 401ks. We're needing to develop additional products or services to provide for clients. We're looking at some money management kinds of things. One of the things that you have to look at is, do you want to do money management as part of your package? The bread and butter, of course, is traditional comprehensive financial planning. Even though, for example, we're very tax-oriented, we will not do taxes on a standalone basis. It's impossible to do a professional job because people come to you, you see that they got, you know, $5,000 in interest and dividends they're paying taxes on, you know, they're not, don't have a very tax-efficient portfolio. Well, you start talking to that about their investments, then you got to start talking about their financial plans. How can you do a good job on their taxes unless you do everything else? And so we don't do taxes except as part of a comprehensive financial plan. The other part of this, as you'll see, is that taxes have a tremendous value added. Most middle Americans are paying way too much in taxes, and the 90% of the preparers, the H&R Blocks and all those people are incompetent. You know, 60% of our new clients, we go back and amend prior year returns. 60%. And it's because they had such a shoddy job done on the past. So a sampler of services for Carolyn, and when we do this, I'm going to pass out our brochures passed out. What does this 38-year-old woman need? Well, she has to do taxes, and probably that's a big piece of her life because she's got a Schedule C. My favorite kind of client. Probably she needs amended returns because if she's got a Schedule C, they're probably not being done right. Tax planning, for sure. And for middle-income people, especially people who are self-employed, that's always a big concern about them. They hate it when they end up with a big refund if they know what they're doing, and they're scared of not paying enough. We include audit protection. If our clients are audited, we handle the audit entirely. We go into the power of attorney. The client doesn't even face the IRS. It gives them a feeling of security. Plus, they know that even though we're aggressive on taxes, and we are, we're not going to lead with a chin because we do taxes for audits for free. We set up with a record-keeping system. This is something that a lot of people really want. They don't know how to keep records. It's maybe one of the biggest questions on new clients that come in is, how do I organize all of this stuff? Well, we have a system we set up. Goal setting, which I mentioned, is the key. Insurance review, going through her policy. She's got a kid. She needs life insurance. She needs disability insurance. Estate planning, getting a will, getting a guardian named for her child, preparing the will, doing a portfolio analysis on what she has now. She needs that. She needs an asset allocation strategy. This makes sense. Modern portfolio theory makes a lot of sense to middle-income America. Most of them are not, as I find among a lot of our high-income clients who always want to, you know, chase the fast buck. Most middle-income people, I find, like the idea of modern portfolio theory. Investment recommendations, we have Morningstar on disk, so as we take people through it, and she certainly needs that. She likes the idea of having a portfolio monitored. We also have an ongoing seminar series that we provide to clients. I'll show you that a little later. We send out newsletters, and the key is we call it an open retainer option. We're available all year long. Anytime she has a question, calls us on the phone or comes sees us, there's no extra charge. No, we don't keep books. We're not bookkeepers. We also don't do any corporate or partnership or fiduciary returns. All we do is individuals. About half of our clients have side corporations. We don't do the corporate return. So in terms of packaging the product, the idea is that you take it together to put together a kind of package. And this is the brochure we passed out. This is the inside of it, where our retainer includes, on the tax end, the preparation, audit protection, the record keeping, and the financial planning, the goal setting, insurance, the estate planning, and then under the investments, the portfolio analysis, asset allocation, no load implementation. These are a list of the seminars that we have available. This perfectly fits our target market. And I use this not as a mailer so much, although like when we get referrals from NAPA, we send out this brochure, but as a one-on-one on the preliminary appointment with clients and take them through. And usually people get it then about the holistic approach of this. That's the first P, is